Can we start?
Sure.
Yep. Okay. If I remember right, Jay said he might make it by now. So.
Okay, certainly. So, Grant, I guess we can go ahead and get started, please.
Perfect. As a reminder, I just have to let you know, since you're recording the call, if people are talking into it, it's a good idea to let everyone know that it's being recorded, just for legal purposes. And I will start the conference now. You'll hear me say 5-4 slowly, begin countdown 3-2-1 is silent, and then you can begin speaking. Starting the call in 5-4.
So are we on?
Yes, we are.
Can you hear me okay? Okay, so I'll call the meeting, special meeting, by reopening the economy, Peter Stern, so that's the state, will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes, and if so, we need to mute some phones if at all possible, please. Okay, Jeff?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes, excuse me.
Taylor?
Are you here,
Jay?
Did you hear me there before when I was on speaker or no?
Just got you when you said yes.
Got it. Thanks.
Taylor?
Here.
Chelsea?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Brandy?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a full assembly today. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Before we go to persons to be heard related to the agenda, I'm going to... We're not going to have the second item on the agenda today, a proposed mandate for independent commercial fishing vessels, and the reason being is what we had a copy of was a draft. Today, the governor's office is supposed to release, and they may just have released their final version of it, and there are changes in the final version versus draft that we had. So it with some communications with Tom Abbott at AFSK and Susan Doherty at the Southeast Alaska Sailors Association. It just seemed like there would be, why address it if we don't have the final document that the governor is putting out? So with that being said, we will open the meeting up to persons to be heard related to items on today's agenda. Are there any callers?
Hey, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Hey, should we just amend the agenda to remove that from the agenda?
We don't have...
I don't know that we have to.
No, and we don't have that agenda item on the agenda, you know, approving or removing anything. So we're just going to, on the minutes, I will just make a note as to why it was not taken up.
All right, thank you.
So
are there any callers?
Grant, are there any callers on the line other than us?
There are no muted callers on the line at this time.
Thank you.
Both speakers.
Debbie, so, and the assembly. So I suppose that, like at the last meeting, this call-in is not the best way to hold a meeting, as we all know. So I feel if someone calls in and has a comment they'd like to make, we could listen at any time, I would think. Now on to the one item left on our agenda, questions regarding reopening our community and the economy. As you all are well aware, or I would assume you're all aware, that the governor came out with the mandate throughout now, I believe. He came out with his five-step plan yesterday at 5 p.m. in the news release on the state news. And his mandate, when it comes out, will supersede anything the borough can do. And that is a verified question I asked the manager to get an answer for from our attorney, Sarah Heidemann, today, and she responded, and it's the same situation that we came up against earlier. Mr. Hagerman was trying to just change the population 3,000, tried to raise that, and we got nowhere. And but we have a hospital, and we're, you know, we don't qualify to set our own mandates that will supersede the state legally. I was mistaken, I guess, didn't understand during the call-in with the governor, AML, and the Conference of Mayors on the 17th, last Friday, when the governor said, here's going to be a list of questions, and we want communities to interject, and we'll work with the communities. I think the communities he was referring to were the ones that qualify for under 2,000 and don't have a hospital. So with that being said, I don't know how, you know, I think it's still a good idea to have this discussion and just to get the feeling of the assembly, how we would like to see things move forward. But to my understanding, it won't be the law of the land. So with that being said, I'll open up to comments, starting with Member Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I read the governor's proposal, or mandate, I should say. I think it's reasonable, but I think I agree with where the state manager came out with. I agree with these comments that maybe we should be asking for more local control, even though we're above 3,000, to be able to open some things that we think are appropriate and to make some of those decisions on a local basis. I don't think it would hurt to send a letter or to ask Carl or Steve to follow up on that. And with that, there's a multitude of things, you know. When you open up one thing, then you have to look at daycare, and you have to look at some of the other things we have in our community. And I know we have one daycare center open. I know the other ones are not. But I think we're going to have to take a look. Things need to be taken a look at as a whole. And I'm not quite sure in my mind how to do that, but I do think that we need to begin to relax things and start opening some things. And with that, I'll stop and pass to let some other folks. I may want to make some other comments, but I'll leave it at that for now.
Thank you, Member Lim. And, yeah, input to the governor's office, I don't think it's a bad idea, but like I stated before, clarification from the attorney, I don't know that we can supersede his mandates or his opening up. So with that being said, Brandy, Member Morrell, do you have a comment?
I've looked at it, and I think that, you know, it looks good. I don't think we have much say in it anyway, and I think that there's a lot of people in town that are ready to get back to work and open up shop. So as long as they can do it in a safe way, good for them. That's it.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Member Mucci, you are next in line to comment.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, I don't, it doesn't really make much difference to me what the governor says about the lay of the law of the land. That makes no difference to me. All I'm thinking about is our businesses in town and our 3,000 people. You know, I honestly feel that if the businesses in town want to open up, and if they can provide a safe workplace and a safe place of business, I don't think that's going to be an issue. I mean, I want to see businesses get back up and running. I don't want to be too fast about opening things up. But, you know, I think part of this conversation, before we even get started about how the assembly feels, you know, for me it would be really important to understand what Carl Hagerman thinks and Phil Hostetter thinks. That, you know, those are the folks that are providing information to me to help me make informed decisions. And without hearing from them and just
going off on a rant about how I feel about stuff. I'd like to hear from them first. But, you know, we don't have to hear from them if you don't want to. But, yeah, I'd like to hear from them. Those are the folks I want to hear from first before I comment further. Thank you.
Bob, thank you, Member Mucci. Mr. Hagerman is on the line. After we get through the first round of assembly comments, we will ask Carl to speak. And I don't think Mr. Hofstetter is on the line, but this meeting is open to the public and the public for comment. So I'm glad we advertise it for a few days. And maybe we'll get some emails that will give more people's opinions. So with that being said, Member Norheim?
Yeah, I guess since our opinions don't really matter, apparently, I guess as a comment, I would say that I find it a little hypocritical that somebody who advocates for smaller governments won't let the smaller governments make decisions for their people. And that's it.
Thank you. Member Stanton Gregor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Jeff kind of touched on what I was, I've got a couple of thoughts, but I would like to hear from Carl before I voice any of them, because it might answer some of my questions, but Carl's take on what the governor's put forward.
Okay, thank you.
Are you still there, Mayor Jensen?
Yes, I am. Member Trimbley, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, I didn't hear my name. So I agree with a lot of the comments being made. It's hard to think that, you know, the governor asks for our opinion and then starts changing things before receiving anything, so that's frustrating. In Carl's comments to us on the questions that the governor asked, he lists quite a few things that we would need, and those are also things that Phil sent in the letter that we voted on Monday, and that includes we need more tests dramatically, and we need access to proper protective equipment for our medical professionals. We need assurances that if we were to need more and quickly, that we would be able to access them. And right now, we don't have those reassurances, and so I'm grateful for the businesses that are finding ways to be safe. I'll just speak as someone that is working retail right now. The steps that we're going through to be safe for our customers are quite extensive. You know, sanitizing door handles between customers, and we are not taking cash, and we're having one person in at a time, and even things like that. Like, in theory, we could have more than one person in the store at a time, but the logistics of people navigating through the winding corners and those kinds of things mean it's easier to have one person to be safer, and it's not realistic to expect only younger people to be, say, out and about. You know, this town is an elderly population, and so we have to be operating in moments of caution, and so I'm grateful that we've been able to have people like Liz from the hospital giving businesses guidance on how they can do soft opening safely. I'm interested in what the governor's mandates do to change some people's behaviors, but I am concerned that some of the proposals, like the uncertainty around how to have a safe haircut when the margin for a safe distance with another person is 10 minutes time within 6 feet. I know my hair takes longer to cut than that, so I guess we'll see what comes. But until the testing and the protective equipment can be secured for our hospital staff, slow but steady. And that doesn't mean, I think basing this conversation on the governor's questions is actually a mistake. I think we need to be thinking bigger and broader. I think the federal government has a bigger role to be playing, and they're playing catch up right now. And I think we could be proactive in how to support our businesses whether that's through debt suspension on a federal scale, whether it's, I know Assemblymember Norheim and I have talked together about pushing for a cash payment in addition to the $1,200 from the federal government that many of us still have, like and myself, have not received. The federal government could be doing a lot more, so and should be, frankly, doing a lot more for economic support as well as other support. So that's the kind of conversation I would rather be having. I think keeping it to how the governor frames it is too little, frankly.
Thank you for your comments, Member Trimble. And I'm not sure if the Assembly has been following the CARES funding that the federal government passed that came to the state. The legislature will be reconvening soon. I haven't seen a date, but there was a list that came out how much the different boroughs, cities, and federal will be receiving federal money. And Peter says at this point it's slated to receive $2.9 million. So that will cover some of the money that the governor vetoed, school bond debt reimbursement and community sharing, and so on. So that is a good bit of news. I hope it goes through the legislative process without any hiccups. I hope that by starting the economy slowly like this, that it works. I think it's important to get people back to work. And I just, you know, I feel it's time. It's reasonable with what the governor proposed to start with. And I don't like that. I just saw his suggestions. I have not seen his mandate that was supposed to come out today. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and we'll have to react accordingly. And he probably has five steps, and we'll be executing them over a period of a few weeks. So with that being said, Mr. Hagelin, would you like to give your opinion on the situation?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Comments.
Sure, I appreciate that. I think you probably hit on it very well. I think the attorney is probably correct that when the governor was speaking about small communities, he was not talking about Petersburg providing input, which is unfortunate. Like you mentioned, I did try to get the population increased and got nowhere. Actually went backwards on that one with his determination that our hospital also disqualified us from being considered a small community. So I think we are going to be stuck with whatever the governor decides as the right moves to reopen our economy. If there's an opportunity for the Assembly to assert any type of control over that, I would encourage you to do so. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and so I rely on our local medical professionals to guide me in the work that I'm doing right now for the borough. And I know that they are very nervous about reopening things too quickly and overwhelming their hospital, our hospital. So it's concerning. I know there's a tremendous amount of pressure to reopen and get back to normal. And I guess, you know, the only thing we can do right now is, as far as the state's mandates coming, as you mentioned, I don't think that we can supersede anything that the state comes out with. So we will have to do the best we can. I think there are businesses out there in Petersburg that may decide for business reasons not to open right away, even though the governor says it's okay. And if that does happen, I would encourage our residents to be respectful of those decisions and not not treat those businesses with any kind of disdain. There's still a lot of worry out there, so it's quite possible that some businesses would still resist the call to reopen, but most probably will try and operate under the conditions that the governor sets. It will be nice to see what those conditions are in black and white, other than just the verbal press release from yesterday. I've been waiting for that all day, and I'm not sure if it's out yet. So those are my comments. If there's any questions for me, I'm glad to try and answer them.
Okay, thank you, Carl, for that that update.
Mayor Jensen?
I believe I saw an email come in right when the meeting started, and it was from the governor's office. I'm assuming that potentially that the, well, I know at 5 o'clock, so we'll just have another news release. I think the mandates could be out. Clerk Thompson?
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that Phil Hofstetter is on the line, I believe.
Perfect time for him to speak.
Yeah, hi. Is this, can you hear me okay?
Fine. Yes, you're coming in good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just echo what Carl said. I mean, I think that, you know, from a medical standpoint, I have a lot of concerns about opening a little too soon, the way the virus is. I mean, and, you know, what I've seen from other communities, I have not, even though the governor has spoken, I have not seen some of the medical evidence to support the opening from prediction on the virus within the state. So I have yet to see that information. So, again, I have a lot of concerns, particularly as more workers come into the community. We got to be really careful with the way we are. If we do open certain businesses as an essential business, I can tell you that it's very, very difficult to be open and operate safely. We have temperature screening stations. We have masks that we're giving out for everyone that walks in. We've locked down every single door except the ER. We have pathways that we have worked on, and it's still pretty nerve-wracking to make sure that we keep our distance within the facility. A lot of hand washing, a lot of sanitizing. So those are things to keep in mind. It'd be nice if we had, you know, a week or so more to see how this progresses in our community and the state. So I think it is concerning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. And if I remember the governor's presentation yesterday correct, this reopening of these certain businesses will start on Friday the 24th, I believe. So let's go down the list, starting with Member Lynn, for questions of either Mr. Hagerman or Mr. Hofstetter. Member Lynn?
Yeah, thank you. I'll go back to a question with Carl. Are you satisfied that we have sufficient ability to control, you know, what we need to do here in Petersburg, or would it be better if we had, if we could get the state to relax and give us more authority to control our own destiny, so to speak?
Well, I'm not sure I fully understand the question, but I think it's always better if we can make decisions for our own population. I think having local control is much better. That's why I fought to try and allow us to have that control earlier in this in the pandemic. So that's how I feel. I just don't know that it. I don't think we have any control over it at this point, with the state's stance on mandates and authority to supersede anything that we would want to come up with. I just don't know that it that we're in a position to demand anything from the state.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, that answered your question then, Bob. I feel the same as Carl on matter because I was involved for the 2-3 days, you know, kind of with Carl and getting contacts from senators' offices and people from the governor's office, and it I wouldn't say it fell on deaf ears. It's just that that isn't the policy they're working under, was to change our ability to supersede state mandates with our population and the hospital and so on. So, and with that being said, Member Morrell, do you have any questions of either Carl or Mr. Hofstetter?
No, not at this time.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to Member Mucci. You have questions for either Phil or Carl?
Well, I don't know if there are questions, Mr. Mayor. But, you know, one of the things that really bothers me is that we're waiting for somebody to tell us how to deal with things in Petersburg. That just really, really bugs me. I don't know why we can't take care of our own stuff here in Petersburg. If there are ways to deal with businesses and to help the community out, we should just be doing that. If the governor comes back and says, no, you can't do that, we're all pretty independent, and we're going to do what's best for Petersburg. We're not going to, we're just kind of focused on our 3,000 folks that live here and over on Cornub. I'm just trying to, like you said, if our comments fall on deaf ears, then we're not getting a very good representation up in Juneau or Anchorage, wherever the governor is hiding out right now. But, we need to take care of our citizens right now. That's what we need to do. I want businesses to be open. I really do. And I think we're going to go about it in a very sane and safe way. But, for me, I'm not concerned about what's coming out of Washington, D.C. The governor, he has shown no leadership at all about helping us work through this pandemic. I mean, we're on our own here. And it's up to us as elected officials to kind of sort it out. If they're unpopular from time to time, that's fine. But we do what we can. The law of the land, whatever, go on. But, I'm not waiting for the governor to tell us what we can and can't do. If we can open businesses here in town and we can do it safely, and if the businesses in town can give us a plan about what they're thinking, that we should kind of sort stuff out. I would guess that the plans that get pushed forward, they would be pushed to the hospital and the Carl to kind of sort stuff out. If it doesn't work, the community is not going to buy into it. And I think there's lots of questions in the community. I have a few more questions, but I'm going to keep it off to the next person. But I don't think we should wait for the governor to tell us what to do. If that's the way we're going to go, then there's no reason to have an assembly. The governor will tell us what to do, and we'll just do what he says. So thanks a lot for your time.
Member Norheim, do you have any questions for Carl or Phil or more comments on the matter at hand?
It was a question that was just proposed to me. It kind of sounds like our mandates are just superseded by the state, or ours are just mirroring the state's. So then it was, well, if the state doesn't have a mandatory mask mandate, does that even make ours legal or enforceable? Or is it now until the state says, hey, you can't do that?
You want a short answer for that, in my opinion?
Yeah, short answer is great.
I believe the attorney clarified that point by saying if the state doesn't have a mandate in place regarding a specific issue, masking, for instance, we can impose one. But if it contradicts what the state has in place, it's not legal.
Okay.
And Steve or Carl or Debbie, if I'm incorrect on that comment. Would you please clarify or please correct me?
Mr. Mayor, you hit it on the...
Mr. Mayor.
You were on target. That's exactly what our attorney said.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Manager Giesbrecht. Any other comments, Taylor?
No, I don't know. I guess this whole conversation is kind of pointless since the state's dictating to us to what we can and cannot do on this front.
Well, like I stated when we first started the meeting, that it was my misunderstanding of the comment from the governor, and the manager was in the room on the phone call with me. I was under the impression that all communities would be contacted, and you know, possibly if we send some comments to the governor disagreeing or disapproving of the way he's moving forward, we'll get a response. But like I said, I think he was talking about just communicating with the communities, rural communities, whatever you want to designate them, of under 3,000, without a hospital, not on the road system, more isolated than we are and with less facilities. So, so part of it, you know, calling this meeting, I called it under the impression that, you know, we were going to be able to, you know, have more control. But I misunderstood or misinterpreted. So I'm sorry if that added a level of confusion.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm more frustrated with the state. Like, I wish we could have this conversation, but it's frustrating. I apologize.
Right. No, that's fine. I wasn't thinking you were accusing me of anything. I just wanted to re-clarify my position on it. So, thank you, Member Nora. Member Stanton Greger, you have more input, please?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm not going to offer a whole lot except for my thanks to Phil for calling in and for his candor. I thought Carl phrased it very well before. Like, in this time, I've looked to the medical community. There are people who are living this every day, and I want to make sure I hear from them. So I appreciate you, Phil, expressing your concerns over the governor's mandates and, you know, the governor's rollout of opening the economy. And I will just implore our members of the community, as these new businesses become available and new services are out there for us to use, which we'll all be grateful for, to not be cavalier and to still treat this virus with respect as we slowly open up the economy again. Again, thanks, Phil, for calling in. I really appreciate it. That's it.
Thank you, Member Stanton Greger. And Member Trembley?
I share the frustration over, I'm not sure what good faith the governor had in sending these questions. To me, it seems politically popular to be talking about quote-unquote opening, but as everyone talks about with the influx of summer travel for very essential purposes, we're at the beginning of an interesting point in time. And also that I do want to say that I deeply recognize how hard this is for so many people, and we are wanting to figure out how to support you economically. I would love to be in contact with people either in town or on the assembly, anybody that has proactive ideas for how we could be supporting economically, whether that's through government programs or, I don't know, anything. Like, we can try to figure it out, but, you know, actual good faith, how do we support each other, conversations, I think, needs to be happening. And given that we responded, we mobilized to try to answer these questions rather quickly. I'd be shocked if the governor had actually received any tangible input before making some of these announcements. So we'll see what comes, but I'm just in the wait and see moment right now. I just want people to be safe.
Okay, thank you, Member Trembley. And I would also like to thank the Kingsford Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter for calling in, and Carl Hagerman, And I guess in regards to the other topic that was on our agenda, when we get the finalized mandate for proposed independent commercial fishing vessels and how they operate within the state, I don't know if we want to discuss it. I don't know if there could be changes made to it if we didn't like some of them, but I don't think as a community we have the ability at this present time to change it, which is in a way unfortunate. So if there's no other comments, any assembly members want to interject anything else before I entertain a motion to adjourn?
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
And Member Mucci?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, part of the problem here is that there's no direction coming from anywhere. The state, they won't get their stuff together. I think it's up to the community of Petersburg to sort out if we want businesses to open. It's up to us. If we're waiting for the governor to tell us what to do, I am not for that. I think we have an opportunity right now over the next couple of days to sort out. It doesn't have to be an assembly meeting, but Carl and Phil can kind of look at the plans for people opening business and just get started with it. I don't understand why we're waiting for the governor to tell us what we can do here. We have an opportunity to kind of softly open businesses in town, and you know, people will figure out if they're comfortable going into those businesses, but why wait for somebody in Juneau or Anchorage to tell us what to do? I mean, we can sort it out. I mean, I don't understand what's changed over the last couple of days to, you know, I mean, has any of the information changed that we can't keep businesses open? I think this is an opportunity for us to show some independence here and, you know, look at the businesses in town. If there are some people who are hurting and think that they want to open their businesses and they can sort out how they're going to be safe and effective to the community, let's do that. Let's not wait for the governor to tell Petersburg how we should operate. I mean, unless that's what the community wants, and I don't think that's what they want. I mean, we're pretty independent here.
Member Mucci, I think you've made your point pretty clear. Does you have any?
I hope so. Thank you.
I don't know if we secede from the state or how we can go about accomplishing not, you know, following the state mandates. So,
Mr. Mayor, we are following mandates, but you know, there's no direction coming from the governor about how to open businesses. If we're going to wait for his 5 o'clock news release, then you know, we might as well just not
do much. Member Mucci, we shouldn't be getting in a back-and-forth tit-for-tat argument here. That's not how we're going to operate. The governor has come out with proposals. The mandates are probably out now. How he plans to start one out of five steps to start the economy in the state of Alaska one step at a time, and then backtrack if necessary. That's You know, that is the information that the state government has provided to us. So they have given us information, in my opinion. And with that being said,
I have a question, actually, on your comment, Mayor, just now. My question about that, if we had to walk it back, say, if we open it up, and then, open it, whatever that means, open up and then have to go backwards. I don't fully believe that we're in a position where that going backwards would be sustainable for our community. I haven't heard that we have a good timeline on having protective equipment in town for medical professionals, you know? So I think we have to be cautious with that kind of language, that we can just easily put the lid back on the box. So until it's our medical professionals telling us that they're getting everything that they need, I believe that kind of rhetoric makes it seem cavalier. So that's my final comment on that. That just really struck me.
Member Trimble, that wasn't my particular thoughts, my individual thoughts. Those are what the governor stated in his press release yesterday. So with that being said, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Hey, so can you explain to me the purpose of the meeting that we just got through with?
Oh, my God.
I explained it at the start that I was misunderstood, as I thought this list of questions that we were going to answer today was going to go to the governor. He was going to use it as a guide for opening business, maybe particularly in Petersburg. That wasn't the case. With that coming to light today, the clerk and I talked about, actually, should we cancel the meeting? I felt no. We called for the meeting. Hopefully, we will get input from businesses. Maybe we will receive emails from businesses. There were a few businesses that contacted the clerk to ask for the list of questions. So at this point, I would think if anybody's concerned, assembly member, individual assembly members, I should say, or business owners, or medical centers, or different entities, they should contact the governor in person representing themselves or the group they're associated with if the group has agreed to their opinion. That is all I can say. That's just how I'm seeing this coming forward. That is why, you know, I thought we should just proceed with the meeting, and just because it was advertised, and to explain, what I thought was going to happen, and now here we are. So I can't give a better explanation, Member Nietzsche, why we had the meeting.
That's fine. You know, if the governor's announcement is coming out at 5:00, then most of us have missed the opportunity to comment on it. But no, that's fine. I understand how it works. Thank you.
Okay. One more. Before I entertain a motion to adjourn again, are there any other assembly member comments? I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Is there a second? Motion made by Member Norhan, moved by Member Trimbley, I believe. All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.